Good morning. I will call the Judiciary Finance and Civil Law Committee to order. We have a quorum. Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025, the day before spring break. Welcome one and all. Representative Duran, have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
I have and move for their approval.
The minutes have been moved. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. I will move our first order of, and only order of business today, I think, is House File 2300. And I will move House File 2300 before us and recommend that it be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And the first thing we need to do is to move the amendment coded A25-0061, which is in your packets, which is the delete all. Nonpartisan staff, they walked through the amendment on Tuesday, and now we have an A4 amendment to the DE. I'm going to have nonpartisan staff walk through the A4 to the DE. Mr. Johnson.
Madam Chair and members, this is largely a series of technical changes. The change that is on page 1, line 3, moves a date from 2028 to 2029. This allows the judicial branch to use its appropriation into the next biennium. The change that's on 1.4 removes what we refer to as a boilerplate rider. This has been part of the Civil Legal Services appropriation for years. It is a number that was set years ago requiring them to spend a certain minimum amount on family law cases. It's my understanding they spend significantly more than that on family law, and so there's been a decision to just stop using that rider every 2 years. The changes on line 1.5 that runs onto page 2 replaces a section related to the report by the Guardian Ad Litem Board. This is related to their report on their personnel and their volunteers, the number of cases that they use, that they see, that they are assigned to, the hours worked, any complaints and reports related to those complaints. The change on page 2, line 3, deletes two sections from the uniform laws provision that is in the bill. And the change at 2.4 inserts the word business after 5. This section set a limit on the number of days a person had to, in effect, go and inspect documents provided in a data practices response, and it changed it from simply 5 days to 5 business days. That's the extent of that.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any discussion on the A4 amendment? Chair Liebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I just would like everyone to know that this is a totally agreed to amendment that we've been working on. Of course, every budget bill, after you do it, you find little things that need to be tweaked and fixed, and that's what this is. So yep. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Any other discussion on the A4? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of the A4 to the A25-0061, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The A4 has been adopted. Representative Curran has the A6 amendment to the DE. Representative Curran.
Yes, thank you so much, Chair. I'd like to move the A6 amendment. Stakeholders, this is regarding the judiciary, the judge protection on property records bill that's incorporated in our finance bill. Thank you, Chairs. So stakeholders had a meeting yesterday to clear up some final tweaks, and we came to some agreements. So the A6 reflects that meeting. It removes references to some staff that were inadvertently left in because we're trying to just narrow this to judges now to see how it works out. It adds a clause to ensure that property information found on websites like Zillow doesn't violate the law as long as they're not identifying who the property belongs to. It changes the fee structure, recognizing that different counties may have different costs. The language is now changed that they may charge up to $75, so they could choose not to charge anything, or they could choose to charge the full $75. And then there's also some cleanup language that was recommended by the Bar Association.
Perfect. Thank you for that thorough thorough explanation of the A6. And for further discussion on the A6. Chair Rarick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a point of clarification, do you change anything with the civil penalties that can be levied against judges?
Representative Curran.
No changes.
All right. Any further discussion on the A6? Chair Liebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just would again say that I appreciate this work, that the parties are still working together and trying to make the bill better and more workable and agreeable. And again, thank you, Representative Curran, for your continued work on this. And, you know, it's kind of a demonstration of how this all works. People can keep on working on it and refining and even catch up, do it in time to catch up with this bill. So thank you.
Representative Curran.
Thank you, Chair. And clarification, Chair Rarick. So we removed that in a prior amendment on this bill, so we haven't changed it since then. So where there were penalties imposed before, we already removed it. Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification. Any further discussion to the A6? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of the A6 to amend the DE, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The amendment is adopted. I renew my motion that House File 20. Oh, now we have to adopt the DE as amended. Any discussion on adoption of the DE as amended? All those in favor of the DE as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The DE as amended has been adopted. I now renew my motion that House File 23 as amended be recommended to be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means, and that nonpartisan staff be instructed to make all necessary technical corrections to the spreadsheet and the language to the bill. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The House File 23 as amended has been adopted. Members, short and sweet today. I want to thank Chair Liebling for being just the good work I hope that we were able to do and did it without, you know, fisticuffs or anything. And so it's all good. And I want to thank all the committee members. It's been a joy to co-chair this committee. I feel like we had really good discussion here, really tried to do good work in our committee. I want to thank our pages. I want to thank nonpartisan and our partisan staff. And Chair Liebling, I'm assuming you might want to say a few words.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair Scott. And I really echo that. I especially, you know, appreciate the work of all the staff, both partisan and nonpartisan. And we've had really wonderful working relationships. And obviously, we don't agree on everything. And obviously, the members of this committee don't agree on everything. But we have been able to put together, I think, a good bill that, you know, goes forward with the resources that we were given and has some good policy in there as well. And so I think this really does show that there are a lot of things that we can agree on, and just really appreciate our working relationship and want to just thank all the members of the committee on both sides of the aisle. So thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Members, we will no longer be meeting at our regularly scheduled time, and any future meetings this session will be as needed at the call of the chair, and the meeting is adjourned.